Hello, my name is Adolfo Rios. I am in the Coil Project. I am in Team 4. Today we're supposed to reflect on the articles, one on ethnocentrism and the other on how to tame a wild tongue, and give an overall experience or explain the overall experience of reading both stories, as well as in the end give insight into the future COIL project volunteers or members. To start off, in the How to Tame a Wild Tongue article, the experience of it is learning about the code switching or Spanglish that she uses, learning about the Chicano identity, learning about all of this information through her stories that she gives and her analysis, as well as there's certain examples in that show the cultural suppression of the Latino identity, such as the story of the dentist. And it's not just a small one-on-one story, but it also reflects a political agenda that people have. The author of How to Tame a Wild Tongue, overall, when you read this and the experience of the story, is that it's a connection between language and identity, and she advocates for this celebration under cultural values between Chicanos, as well as with Latin Americans or Hispanics. In the end, she even says, "I am my language," and that's the overall theme of the story, that you are what you speak and you are your culture. In regards to ethnocentrism, it's about the idea of how you believe some cultural practices are inferior, and that the author says that it's natural. Everyone does it. Every single person in the world is in some way ethnocentric. And while doing this, you have to question the bias that individuals have, as well as the experience and how it leads to misunderstanding. And you need to question and build against it, so you can understand how control bias is, as well as the suppression of culture is formed in the throughout the world. A solution to this is an idea called embracing relativism, I think I'm saying that correctly, which allows for learning from a diverse perspective, and it adds to having beneficial practices, and you can see the practices from other cultures without without actually giving judgment. I'm sorry, my voice is rough. And overall, it's just about following the writer's suggestion and improving not just your perspective, but also questioning your own assumptions and bias in other culture. And my overall insight to other COIL members is that they should not procrastinate at all. Get what needs to be done, discuss immediately. Make sure communication is key, because if not, it's going to be a very bad and long ride of doing the COIL journey. So you need to make sure to prioritize communication and not do this late, not procrastinate. But that is it. Thank you.